I'm Robert Wells, and let's talk about sports. Hit that red subscribe button down below and turn on your notification to get all the new videos on Cross Sports. Congratulations to the women's college volleyball team, the Texas Longhorns, on winning their third national championship in school history. I said over a month ago that Texas would win the national championship. I changed my prediction from the Wisconsin Badgers to the Texas Longhorns. I was so right to change my prediction. Congratulations again to the Texas Longhorns. On to the World Cup. Congratulations to Argentina on winning the World Cup in Qatar. It's Argentina's third World Cup in their country's history. Argentina defeated France 4-2 in a penalty shootout because the game ended in a tie 3-3. Congratulations again to Argentina. I am not Madonna. In the NBA, there's trouble in Chicago. According to Shams Charania of The Athletic and The Stadium, the Bulls franchise and Bulls shooting guard Zach LaVine are not seen eye to eye. That's what's going on right now. But in my opinion, Zach LaVine wants to be the guy for the Bulls. Zach LaVine is a good player. I just don't trust him in the fourth quarter. I don't trust his shot selection because he scares me at times. But if the Bulls can get it together, I think the Bulls can win more games and make it to the playoffs. Go Bulls! And finally, NFL games to watch on Christmas Eve and on Sunday. The first game is on Christmas Eve. It's the Detroit Lions at the Carolina Panthers. The Lions are on fire. I was wrong to pick the New York Jets to win over the Lions last weekend. Even though the Carolina Panthers are winning under head coach Steve Wilks, I hope he gets the head coaching position in Carolina. I got the Lions beating the Panthers by 10 points. The next game, the Seattle Seahawks at the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs won their division last Sunday, and they're the number two seed right now in the AFC playoffs. The Seahawks are still fighting for a playoff spot in the NFC, but the Chiefs are a tough team. They're tough to beat at home. They're the better team, and I got the Chiefs beating the Seahawks by 2 touchdowns. The next game, the New York Giants at the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings game last Saturday against the Indianapolis Colts was one of the best games I've ever seen. I'm not even a Minnesota Vikings fan, but that game was awesome, and the Vikings won the NFC North like I said they would. I said that over a month ago, that the Vikings would win the division, and I was right again. But the Giants are still alive in the NFC playoff hunt. The Giants could pull an upset over Minnesota, but I'm going with the Vikings to win by a touchdown. The next game, the Buffalo Bills at the Chicago Bears. I am so proud of Bears franchise quarterback Justin Fields. He set a franchise record for the most rushing yards in a season, and he's the third quarterback in NFL history to rush for over 1,000 yards. The first one to do that was Michael Vick, and the second quarterback to do that was Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson. Justin Fields will continue to break NFL records before he retires from football. The Bears held their own against the Philadelphia Eagles last Sunday, but they almost won. But could they beat the Buffalo Bills? Could they shock the sports world? I don't know. I got the Bills winning this game by 21 points. The next game, the Washington Commanders at the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers are a tough team. No team in the NFL wants to face them right now. They are playing hard. They're tough, especially their defense. They're fast and aggressive. I think the 49ers will beat the Commanders by 28 points. I truly believe that. The next game is the game of the week, in my opinion. The Philadelphia Eagles at the Dallas Cowboys. NFC East showdown. The Eagles are 13-1, and like I said before, I think the Philadelphia Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. I really believe that. The Cowboys are coming off a loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars in overtime. So the Eagles are facing an angry Dallas team. This will be an intense game, but I got the Eagles winning this game by 3 points. The next games are on Sunday, Christmas Day. The Green Bay Packers at the Miami Dolphins. The Packers are still fighting for a playoff spot in the NFC. So are the Miami Dolphins, but in the AFC. I hate to say this, but I think the Packers are going to win by a touchdown. In the final game on Christmas night for Sunday Night Football, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Arizona Cardinals, I think quarterback Tom Brady and the Buccaneers are going to be playing very well because they're angry after losing to the Cincinnati Bengals at home last Sunday. The Cardinals don't have quarterback Kyler Murray because he tore his ACL a few weeks ago against the New England Patriots on Monday Night Football. I think Tom Brady is going to have a big game against the Cardinals. I got the Buccaneers winning by 20 points against the Cardinals. Also, the last thing I want to say is Merry Christmas to everyone. Enjoy this holiday with your family and friends. My heart goes out to everyone who lost loved ones and friends this year and beyond, especially to my good friend Julio. You and your family are in my prayers. God is with you. He will never forsake all of you. He will never forsake you. May God give you peace and comfort during this time. I love you, bro. God got you, and it's going to be all right. She's in a better place. And finally, leave your comments down below so I can post your comments on Cross Sports. It's another way to communicate with me. Hello! What's up? I'm right here. Let's talk. And we'll do another recap of all sports happening this weekend and next week as well. Thank you all for watching and listening. Talk to you next time on Cross Sports. Peace.